97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Scammers are at it again in Wood County. The Sheriff's Department issued a notice that residents in the county are reporting calls from someone named Sergeant Davenport. The scammer tells victims they have missed jury duty, have an outstanding warrant, and must make an immediate payment to avoid arrest. There is no one named Sergeant Davenport employed by the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Also, the Sheriff's Department will never call people and request money over the phone or threaten immediate arrest. If you receive a call like this, do not provide any personal or financial information and do not send money. You are always welcome to call the Sheriff's Department if you're confused or concerned that you're being scammed. Their number is 715-421-8701. The 4th of July holiday is drawing closer, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources conservation wardens will join law enforcement to help keep people safe on the waterways. Operation Dry Water is an annual campaign to prevent boating while impaired during the holiday weekend, July 3rd through the 5th. Operating a boat while impaired remains a leading known contributing factor to recreational boating fatalities. Last year, one-third of Wisconsin's 15 fatal boating incidents involved alcohol. The Wisconsin DNR urges boaters, operators, and passengers to boat sober, wear a life jacket, and respect others on the water. The town of Rome is reminding residents that if you request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you, you need to ensure that you address the return envelope correctly. It should be returned to Town of Rome, 1156 Alpine Drive, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457. Absentee ballots must arrive by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Local news every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Three people were hospitalized in Grand Chute yesterday when a van smashed into a building. Grand Chute police say just before 4 p.m., a minivan crashed through the front entrance of Matthews Tire on College Avenue. Authorities haven't released the cause of the crash or condition of those injured, but say they'll share that information as the investigation continues. Nearly two dozen buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus are temporarily closing due to air conditioning issues. Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration Robert Kramer says a broken chilled water line significantly reduced the university's ability to cool certain buildings down. Crews are working to install about 30 temporary chillers across campus until a permanent line can be installed, which is expected to take at least a month. University leaders say campus will stay open for classes and work, with some buildings set to have an increase in temperature to ensure other facilities are prioritized. As we get through day two of extreme heat warnings, safety experts are offering some tips on how to stay safe. They say never leave a child or pet in a locked car in this kind of heat, even with the windows open. Authorities say children and pets are especially vulnerable, and temperatures inside a car can become deadly in a matter of minutes. They say don't wait. If you see a child or a pet inside a locked car right now, call 911 immediately. Energy experts say there are ways to keep your home cooler, too. They recommend keeping shades and blinds closed during the day to block out sun and only use fans and air conditioning in rooms where you spend the most time. It also helps to wait until closer to sundown, they say, to run heat-generating appliances like your stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers go for a series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Brewers and Reds, 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. The crew with a 7-2 win last night, hitting 5 singles in a row during a 4-run rally against the Reds' Rhett Lauder. Manager Terry Francona asked, did it feel like death by paper cuts?
Kind of took his words right out of my mouth. That's exactly, they hit a couple balls really hard, and they hit a lot of singles. And I'm not taking anything away from what they do. They put the ball in play. They hit the ball the other way. You've heard me say it a million times. You're going to get rewarded for that. And they run.
Sal Frelick with the go-ahead RBI single in the fourth.
Yeah, great inning. I think we kind of said before the game off louder there, just take your singles. Be aggressive. Just require almost like death by paper cuts.
In Badgers news, Wisconsin in talks with Sean Eichhorst as their next athletic director. Eichhorst from Lone Rock, Wisconsin, has worked for Nebraska, Miami, and was once an assistant to Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Scattered thunderstorms this morning into early afternoon, then gradual clearing. After that, muggy again with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Some of those storms could be severe, so stay weather aware here through the day today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered storms in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.